Jolly's Pharmacy presents a new and innovative radio program, Health Vibes.
Health Vibes.
Every Wednesday morning on Q95 FM. Health Vibes, hosted by Carlton Lando and Jacinta Fagan Defoe. Health Vibes. Every Wednesday from 10 to 11:30. It's not just your average talk show. It's appealing and educational with a bit of humor. Real vibes on your health. Now, that's the vibe. Health Vibes on Q95 every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. with Jacinta and Carlton. Tune in.
Oh, and if they say convenience could make a big difference, then you can trust me. I know just where you should be. And that is JP Mega, 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 Mega. Your one-stop shop in Dominica, Nica, 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 Nica. You could be shopping and having fun shopping with your daughter or with your son. Shopping. We cater to everyone. What a happy place.
Happy place.
Oh, JP Mega, 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 Mega. Your one-stop shop in Dominica, Nica, 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 Nica. You could be shopping and having fun.
Shopping.
Bring Papa and Mama along.
Shopping.
We cater to everyone. What a happy place.
Happy place.
Purchase 6 or more of any item and you automatically qualify for a discount. Check us out at the Mega Store in Funkole, where there's lots of parking. On Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. On Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
A pleasant good morning to you. It is Wednesday, 24 February 2021, and it's a beautiful sunny day here in Dominica, the Eastern Caribbean. I can tell you we have been known and, have been almost characterized as the nature isle of the Caribbean, land of 365 rivers, one for each day of the week. Those of you who like lakes and you like rivers and you like streams and you like waterfalls, then Dominica is the place for you. I know some of you who are from Dominica residing overseas, you might be saying, oh, why am I mentioning those beautiful natural attributes making you want to really come in a basse at this time. But I can tell you that you're always welcome. I know that COVID-19 has prevented many of us from traveling, from flying at this time. But we are all excited that the vaccine is in now, and many of us have been getting our vaccine. And hopefully at some time, maybe not this year, but by next year, we should begin to experience some normalcy. We are all anticipating such, and we are all optimistic that it will happen. Good morning to you. Those of you who are listening for the first time, welcome. Welcome to Health Vibes, a health talk show brought to you by the brand you trust the most, Jolly's Pharmacy. I'm so happy that you've joined us for your first episode, if you are joining for the very first time. Those of you who might be on a bus at this time, commuting whether to Roseau, the capital, or out of Roseau, good morning to you. Be safe. You might be on your farm at this time. You might be on the sea trying to catch some well-needed fish. Good morning to you. You might be at your desk at this time with your, what is it called? Your headphone or your AirPods at this time. Good morning to you. Good morning. Hope that you are having a productive day at the job, at the office. And some of you might just be hanging around somewhere and you might be listening at this time. A pleasant good morning to you. So I think I've said good morning to almost everybody. This morning, we are going to be having an open line. It's a while we've not had one. So it's an opportunity where we can chit-chat on matters of health and wellness. Anything that you may have, you may want to discuss, you may want to mention, you may want to ask, you may have an inquiry, you may want to make a suggestion, then the lines will be open for you to do so during the hour and about 20 minutes that I have with you today. You are welcome to do so this morning. Let me say happy birthday. That is birthday greetings. That is going to be tomorrow, the 25th of February. Is the most It's I call this person my earthly angel, and that is my mother. Tomorrow is my mother's birthday. Yudalyn Moses in Jimit. Tomorrow will be your birthday, mommy, and we're all happy that you are here with us. I know it's not been an easy journey over the years that you've been here, over 60 and counting, 60 and counting. But we're really happy that you are with us, and we love you very much. And we will do everything in our power to ensure that you have a wonderful day tomorrow on your birthday, February 25. I do hope that you will have a splendid day today in Jimit at home, that you'll rest yourself, that you will have a very good day. I know that you're always a prayerful person and you read your Bible all the time, so I know that you'll be doing some of that. So stay tuned, and we will be right back with you as we will be having an open line this morning, as I said, but I will start the ball rolling with some well-needed information. Let's take a break at this time.
By Carlton Lando and Jacinta Fagan Defoe.
Health Vibes.
Every Wednesday from 10 to 11:30. It's not just your average talk show. It's appealing and educational with a bit of humor. Real vibes on your health. Now, that's the vibe. Health Vibes on Q95. Every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. with Jacinta and Carlton. Tune in.
Tune in.
Tune in.
Oh, and if they say convenience could make a big difference, then you can trust me. I know just where you should be. And that is JP Mega, 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 Mega. Your one-stop shopping, Dominica, Nica, 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 Nica. You could be shopping and having fun shopping with your daughter or with your son shopping. We cater to everyone. What a happy place.
Happy place.
Oh, JP Mega, 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 Mega. Your one-stop shopping. You could be shopping and having fun. Bring Papa and Mama along. We cater to everyone. What a happy place, happy place.
Oh, what a happy place. Purchase 6 or more of any item and you automatically qualify for discounts. Check us out at the Mega Store in Funkole, where there's lots of parking. On Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. On Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. JP Mega, the best family shopping experience.
Introducing Jolly's Pharmacy. Brand new website, www.jollys.dm. It's your time to jump the line. Shop now at jollys.dm and have your items delivered in the comfort of your office. No more standing in line. No need to use your lunch hour to shop. Hassle-free shopping, safe and secure. Jollys.dm features rush delivery, 1 hour. In-store pickup, regular delivery, 5 p.m. Cut-off time, 4 p.m. It's your time to jump the line. Visit us at www.jollys.dm. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
So we're back with you this morning on yet another episode of Health Vibes. It's, let's see, the sixth episode for the year. Last week, unfortunately, I could not have been with you as I was battling a terrible sore throat. And so because of that, I could not have been on. And I did ask the producer to, do a rerun. I think he did the one on prostate cancer with Dr. Gonaz. From what I was told, it was well received again. And I do hope that some of you may not have been misled based on the time frame of the show, because you would have heard about something happening that Saturday. So it was a rerun. I'm not too sure if the producer did announce that it was. But I do hope that the information was useful, particularly for the many men, husbands, brothers, and so forth who would have listened to the show. We have a first caller. Let's take this caller this morning. Let's see what this person has to say. A pleasant good morning to you, caller.
Yes, good morning, Carlton.
Good morning to you, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. I glad today is an open line, because I just say in the main core of the subject, a percentage should be dedicated to the vaccine. Because okay. I follow in a story in Jamaica about that COVID-19 vaccine. A lady took the vaccine 2 weeks ago and now she's dead.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? That is part one. And part two now, as we speak in Antigua, maybe from tomorrow, day after. I'm not too sure if it's tomorrow, day after. If you don't take the vaccine, mandatory traveling. So I'm afraid to say that's the end of time, and that is in the mark of the beast. So I want to hear your side of the story to that.
Okay. That again is opinionative, and I always like the passion of the scholar, and he again has his own, you know, he has his own side and belief. The vaccine, though, I must say, I too have been following. I have not had my vaccine as yet, I should say. I have said on this show openly that I will take the vaccine, and I said that since around December, and that has not changed. But when I look at the probability, and science is a lot about statistics too. So when I look at the probability of persons who have already taken the vaccines and have done extremely well versus people who have taken the vaccine and may have had hypersensitivity reactions or may have died of some type of complication from the vaccine or suspectedly from the vaccine, then it's a very small percentage. It's a very small percentage from those who have done very well having taken the vaccine versus those who have not done very well. It's still a small percentage. It's quite obvious that the media would sort of, in some cases, amplify the situations where someone may have died or may have reacted negatively to the vaccine versus the successes that we have seen so far with the vaccine. That's my take on that. In terms of, I know for a fact from Dominica's perspective, our Prime Minister have said repeatedly that it's not mandatory. However, I did hear him saying that internationally it may become a prerequisite for traveling, and even for, I know, for example, if you want to go to the UK or to Canada or to the United States to school, you must have all of your vaccinations. And we're talking about vaccines that exist even before COVID-19. So we know that has been happening already. We've just not seen it in terms of travel. But you would understand that every jurisdiction, every country now, because COVID-19 is an infectious, highly infectious disease, every country would be very prudent in terms of protecting its populace, and they would take measures. If America has made it mandatory that it's one of the prerequisites for entering their territories, then we have the option is either we go to America or we don't. Or, you know, nobody can force us to go there if we don't want to present. Let's assume that it may become mandatory. No, it's not. Nobody's forcing us to present that certificate of vaccination if we don't want to. So again, it's something else. If you look at the size of our planes, we know that when we fly, due to the altitude levels, the oxygen level decreases, and you know, you sneeze in the plane, you yawn in a plane, you have a cough and cold in a plane. Think of the many people that can become infected because of the low levels of oxygen there. And so, you know, we have to be practical. I understand your views, but from a science standpoint, I also have to explain and, you know, some of the pros and cons of what we're seeing. Let's take the second caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thank you for calling. Good morning, caller. Thanks for calling. Caller, you are here.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir. Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. I'm all right. The thing is, I have taken the vaccine.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And the most problem thing I have now is my arm just hurts me a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned about what does effect may have on if you're taking things like amoxicillin or even you're taking this thing
for high blood pressure and diabetes and so forth? These medicines? Caller? Well, I'm suspecting that the caller is asking, what if you are on chronic non-communicable medications? So let's say your mom, your dad is taking medications, two or three medicines for diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. Can they take the vaccine? The answer is yes. The studies have shown that there are no contraindications. And if they are, it's extremely, extremely small. And yes, they can. And why they do? Because they are more susceptible to get to die of complications of COVID-19 if they do not take the vaccine. So from a scientific standpoint, the answer is yes, they should take the vaccine. And they can take the vaccine. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Lando.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. I didn't want to call, but I heard a fellow talking about somebody dying from the vaccine in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
And I quickly went to Jamaica to look at Jamaica News in general, Jamaica Gleaner, and Jamaica Observer, that are the main newspapers in Jamaica.
Yes.
Although I check them every night. And I'm seeing nothing about that. So I would like him to tell me, like, where he got that from, so I can probably Google it, because in the main newspapers in Jamaica,
it's not there.
There's lots about vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
I also went to Antigua, and I didn't see it in Antigua News in general. So I just like people to see where they get their source from, that's all.
Okay, and we're talking about sources of information, making sure that the sources are credible. Because there are so many things that can be online.
See, you know? Yes, and online. But if you get something from the Gleaner, the Observer in mm-hmm. Jamaica, you know it's authentic.
That's it.
I didn't see it there. So if you could just tell her, it'd be nice.
Thank you.
Okay.
I think there were two more lines going on. Mm-hmm. Yes, let's take this call. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Good morning, caller.
Yes, hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning to you, ma'am.
Yes, I'm calling to say that I have taken my vaccine.
Yes, ma'am.
And the paper they're giving you have all the ingredients of the vaccine.
Mm.
So somebody can Google it and see if it can affect your body. Mm. And the person who called and talk about the mark of the beast. I am a Christian, and we know about the mark of the beast. And if you take the mark of the beast, you will not be able to pray the God judgment going to come upon you. So that is not the mark of the beast. That is just a vaccine to protect us from disease. So okay. I want to tell them, I get my vaccine already and I have to take another dose.
Mm-hmm.
So the Christians that think that is the mark of the beast, that is not the mark of the beast, and that is ignorance. They need to read the Bible again.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for your opinion. Okay. Again, let's take this other call. Good morning to you. The lines are really going this morning. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Hi. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, my friend.
Okay. Great program.
Thank you.
It's a question.
Yes, sir.
And the question is, I'm hearing in certain quarters that if someone has taken the vaccine, that someone still have to wear his mask and still social distance.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering why. I may have my views, why, but then I want to hear it from somebody that is much more qualified than I.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all.
That's a good question that you've raised. Note one, that you've taken the first leg, if I should use such a term, the first portion of the vaccine. It's a two-folded vaccine. So you've taken the first one. That means that you're still susceptible to getting the COVID-19. And even after you've had the vaccines, irrespective of which brand of the vaccine that you've taken, scientists, because the virus is still new to us, scientists are still learning so much about this virus. They're still saying we have to be precautious. So even if it means that if you do get, because they're saying that you can still get the COVID-19 virus, even if you've had the vaccine. However, the complications that would generate to the point where it may cause death would be lesser. So you may have a stronger chance of recovering with fewer complications having been vaccinated versus if you've not had the vaccine at all and you were to get COVID-19, particularly if you do have underlying conditions such as high blood pressure, diabetes, circulatory problems. Let's say you've had open heart surgery a couple of years ago, you had surgery for that, or you have cancer and the likes. You are more likely to succumb to a complication of this virus. So the precautionary advice is to continue still exercising the protocol that has been established. And I can tell you one thing too, that I think these protocols are already better measures of keeping us in line to be healthier. You know, most times, you know, we just took it for granted of shaking people's hand. No matter what, somebody go in a corner, they pee without washing their hand. They meet us down the road and they shook our hands. We don't know. They may have sneezed in their hand. They may have coughed in their hand. And we did that in the past. Now that we know better, we shouldn't just remember these practices that we are now doing only because of the COVID era. But we should continue practicing these things even post-COVID. So I do hope that at least I lend some support in terms of clarity to you based on the question that you had. Let's take this call. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Good morning to you, caller.
Good morning. I tune in late. I'm not too sure if somebody has a question, but I've been noticing a lot of pictures on Facebook from people taking the vaccine in Dominica. And I realize the people that are given the vaccine don't have gloves. Is there any risk in that, or is it okay to do that?
Okay, that's a good question that you've asked. The important thing is that once the hands are washed and sanitized, the gloves are not necessary at that point. The important thing is that I know for a fact that the healthcare providers would openly ensure that their hands are thoroughly washed. I don't think there are no nurses in Dominica that has that have long fingernails. Their fingernails must be kept short at all times. Medical professionals by extension. Their hands are washed. They use hand sanitizers, and then they do the injection. But again, I do believe that if you have to use gloves for every single person, that let's say Dominica has 75,000 people, because you have to use one pair of gloves per person, it's going to take a lot. It might be much more practical to just wash your hand thoroughly, sanitize it, and then administer the injection. So that could have been one of the reasons why you've not been seeing the gloves as such. I don't work in the primary healthcare system, but I think that's what, from my own understanding and from my own medical observation, that's what I believe is happening. Let's take a call. Good morning to you, caller.
Hi, good morning, Carlton. How are you doing?
I am doing good, and you?
I'm doing fine, praise God.
Thank you.
Carlton, there are how many sets of vaccine right now on the market?
Mm-hmm.
And besides the COVID-19, they have the other one, what's the name, the variant?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
the variant meaning that the virus is mutating. It's making like a different strand. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but the Pfizer will be effective for people that maybe have that variant or variant.
The Pfizer mm-hmm.
will be effective towards that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but what about the AstraZeneca? It's not.
Mm-hmm.
And on another note, you've been living in the world for a long while now. Maybe you wasn't there in the 60s.
No, I wasn't there in the 60s. I'm a 70 child.
You're a baby.
Yes.
You're a baby. All right. People used to be taking vaccine all the time. Have you ever heard of your mother? But I've never heard of anybody die after taking any vaccine. Have you heard?
No, not in my practice.
In my lifetime. Am I old enough to know that? Maybe now we have more TV, we can watch more news,
mm-hmm.
people taking vaccine, going to other countries,
mm-hmm.
and I've never heard of anybody dying while taking a vaccine. Why, even if people have complications or not, why are they dying while taking them COVID vaccine? That is what I would like to know.
Mm-hmm.
I would really like to know why.
And
there are people getting sick, fever, because I can remember when my children were small, I took them for their vaccine. I took vaccine, it's up to the markers on my shoulder when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I couldn't learn. Maybe that must be part of maybe that's how it is my brain. But I'm alive, I'm healthy and strong.
That's it. And you vaccinated your children, right?
Some of them.
Okay.
Some of them, because my daughter, when I gave her one and I saw her behavior and what was going on, I did not take her for the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And the boys now who got their vax, all their shots, their booster shots, their whatever shots, they came down with measles after that. One came down with mumps.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the girl that did not have all her shots, she in the house with two of them, and she never got any measles.
Mm-hmm.
So, you see, I don't know what to make of that. She there with them, she interacted with them, all of them there together. No measles, but the boys that got all their shots, one got mumps.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them got measles. Have a blessed them, listening.
Right, she may have had an immunity, so then if maybe she was tested, the measles could have been in her system, but just not, she would just not have the manifestation, the visual manifestation at the time. I think the calls are just going. Good morning. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Good morning, caller.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing, Carlton?
I am doing good, and you?
I'm doing okay, thanks.
Yes.
Question for you, Carlton. Thanks for the open line. Your Jolly's water, the water you import, why you just jack up the price overnight on us, huh?
That's a sales matter.
Boy.
Call me separately out of this program, and I'll be able to give you the answer on that.
All right, buddy.
Take care, my friend. All right, let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Lando, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good.
Nice.
Now, Mr. Lando, I'm in America. If I come down to Dominica, if I take the vaccine and I come down to Dominica, why should the government have to put me in quarantine? I mean, I took the vaccine. I took both vaccines. I have my mask. Okay, I agree to wearing the mask. Even though you take the vaccine, you have to wear your mask. I agree to that one. But why should you have to put me for 5 or 6 days in quarantine to make me pay some money? That don't make sense. I could go out to my home and spend a couple of days, okay. But why should you put me in a hotel for me to pay a hotel $1,000 when I took the vaccine already and I have my mask? I agree you could still wear your mask. Now, the caller who suggested that the vaccine is the mark of the beast, that is, in my view, that is ignorance. But also the woman who said she's a Christian and she took the vaccine, that is ignorance also. Even if you are Christian, there are so many things we don't know, right? So what is she talking about? She's a Christian, she took the vaccine. That's her prerogative. If she wants to take the vaccine, that is up to her, you know? But that is ignorance also, saying that she's sure is not the mark of the beast. And the fellows have said that's ignorance also. But anyway, that's my views. Good listen.
All right, so let me answer you. I know that's a concern. I know some countries have actually lessen the time of quarantine after you've shown your certificate that you have had the vaccine. However, I did say that not because you have received the vaccine that makes you immune to the COVID virus. You can still get infected with the COVID virus from what scientists are saying. What the vaccine does, it reduces the complications. So the risk, the complications that often kills people due to the COVID virus, it reduces that. So the probability of you getting a major complication to the point where you can even succumb to dying is lesser. So therefore, it's incumbent on all countries and for their own border security that individuals would have to be quarantined still and have to be retested to ensure that they are fine. I remember I have an aunt who came from Canada recently in January, and she had received her vaccination for COVID-19 in Canada, but yet still she still had to be on quarantine here, and she was negative and she's doing well. But it's just a precaution that every country still has to adhere by until scientists can prove differently. And so therefore, every day the information changes. I remember when COVID began, there was the talk about masks were not mandatory. Masks were only for healthcare providers. A few months after, we found out that masks had to be mandatory. Everybody had to be using it or was supposed or is supposed to use it. And so scientists are still learning about this disease, and we need to be patient, and we need to just adhere with the information once it's scientific and try to work with it. But again, you can go on the CDC website, Center for Disease Control. You can go on the World Health Organization website. You could go on the PAHO website. You could go on the CAFRA website. All these websites will let you know and tell you that not because you've gotten vaccinated, that means that you still cannot get the COVID-19 virus. Okay? Yes, we have another caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Good morning, caller. Thanks for calling. Okay. Caller, good morning. Good morning, caller.
Yes, Carlton, it's me again.
Yes.
The lady that said she did not see what she saw. Well, anyway, if Jamaica is not Dominica, that have two news outlets, things will happen in the Chronicle. You can never dream to see it in the Sun. Likewise, you understand, Jamaica is not Dominica, and that is the reason why we will never reach nowhere in Dominica, because now everybody want to call it, commit their own sarcasm and skepticism. And now she said, "What Christians is the Christians that have us in that world, especially the Catholics." That is my take. Because some of us were going to church on Sunday morning, and before we end the church, we go sitting and criticizing of how the person dressed last week. Or picture you come to church, they want to bring down heaven on earth. From church, they don't worse than who that go in church. It's not who that go in church that go in heaven. Bye-bye.
All right, sir. All right. So let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, and happy Wednesday to you and your guest.
Thank you so much. I have no guest this morning. I'm all alone this morning.
Okay. I love listening to the program.
Thank
and I'm very interested this morning. And
this is my nurse from the U.S.? Callers,
yes. I'm calling from Houston. I'm in the heart of it.
I know that.
We are getting there.
Yes, I know.
Yes. But I listen to people, and I listen to comments, and I listen that people, what I don't like about people say is like, they are trying to kill black people. And this thing does get under my skin.
Hmm.
So, an example. From since we are a baby, I think if it's not a month or 2 months, we're starting to get vaccination.
Yes.
And all my children, I have 3 children. One 35, one almost 41, and one almost 20. Mm-hmm. That is 20 here in America. He's still taking his shot. We are still getting our shot where we work. Because every year, we entitled to get the flu shot.
Mm-hmm.
And other shots. Every 2 years, every 3 years, tetanus shot or so. And we are still here healthy. As a matter of fact, when you look at us, Dominicans around the world, and you ask us our age, we don't even look like the age we tell them.
It's true.
Look at us like, are you serious?
It's true.
I am 67 years, and if you look at me, you would swear and say I'm 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no doubt about it. So, science would not kill people. If scientists wanted to kill people, a lot of us would have been dead. I would not be here. You would not be there because we took all the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying everybody is the same. My husband took the both vaccine, and guess what? He didn't even tell me. Last week he said to me, you know, I took my both. I knew he had to take it, but I didn't know he was going to take it that soon. I said, how you feel? He said he just feel a little sore shoulder, and he's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to get my vaccine, but because my shoulders are ill, because I work at the medical center, I haven't taken it, but I am going to take it. We need to stop acting negative and listen to the scientists. I don't think they want to kill us. They want us to get better. Because I'm sick of this COVID. I want to come home.
Mm-hmm.
you know. I'm sick of it. I don't know if other people are sick of it, but I'm fed up with COVID.
Thank you, caller.
So thank you very much.
Thank you
have
so
a
much.
Day.
Thank you so much.
Educating our population. Thank,
thank
you.
You. Thank you. Have a good day. All right. Let's take this other caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Good morning to you, sir. It's an open line this morning, actually.
Yeah, the last caller who just called raised a very important point. And correct me if I'm wrong, because I think I understood that if you take the vaccine, you still can get the virus, but you can't spread it.
I said
if
that.
If I take the vaccine and I decide to come down to Dominica for day, knowing that I can't spread the virus even though I contact it after taking the vaccine, why should I have to be quarantined for it?
You're asking me a question?
Yeah. I'm just. I know you're not part of the government, but I'm just saying if you do have the vaccine, you can get the virus, but you can't spread it. So if that's the case, why should you have to still go quarantine when you travel?
Well, I don't know. That is something I would have to inquire about myself, because I'm again. It is still indecisive as to whether you really still cannot spread the virus. So that is still inconclusive. I remember only yesterday Dr. Fauci was talking about some of this, the inquiries that people have, and he couldn't answer some of the questions. He said he cannot answer as yet because they're still learning so much about this virus and so forth. So I think our governments are merely following what is happening from the science in terms of the guidelines from the World Health Organization and PAHO and so forth, and that's the organizations they basically use as the experts to help them make those decisions.
Okay.
Yes. Let's.
Yeah, I would say we got so many people concerned about the vaccine, but vaccines have been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that question, maybe the one or two people that had a reaction from a vaccine, what about the so many millions and hundreds and thousands that have been saved from vaccines in cases like polio and all that kind of stuff? So we got to take all that into consideration as well. It can't be just negative all the time.
I know. Have next caller. Good morning to you, caller.
Yes, good morning, Carlton. How are you?
I'm doing well, and you?
I'm doing well, praise the Lord. I'm going to say something. It's my opinion, and that is me. Because
yes.
When you say so, people...
I respect people's opinion here. I know that for a fact. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I am not going to take that. From the time I heard they preparing vaccine and those things, I didn't hear anything yet. I just say I'm not going to put anything like that in my system. That is me. When everybody around me take it, I will be protected. That is one thing. And then I rather forego my traveling. I have not traveled for some years, but I've been traveling a long time ago. And you know, it's a good thing I traveled already, because I rather leave my visa expire right now and don't travel. That means that I am not going to put that in my system. That is me saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Welcome, ma'am. I respect that. And again, I think that's what makes democratic countries so free, that you have that choice. And I mean, if you are even willing not to travel at all for the rest of your life, again, more freedom to you. You know, more freedom to you. Let me just give the numbers again. 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097, 616-4257. Let's take you. Good morning to you, Colin.
Good morning, Carlton.
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing good, sir.
Wonderful. Let me just say good morning to all of your listeners. Carlton, some time ago, in the early stages of this discussion about taking the vaccine or not, I called and I said to you that I'm going to be one of the first.
Yes, sir.
When that vaccine is rolled out.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived up to it. I had my vaccine yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any negative to report about it at all. When I got the jab, you felt that that little cramp, which you normally get with vaccines. I mean, as a little boy, that's how it always was.
Mm-hmm.
And that within 10 minutes, that cramp had disappeared, and everything seemed normal to me. I went to bed last evening. My evening was fine. Got up this morning, and well, here I am. You know, all is well. And so I still believe it's the right decision you have made. I'm not going to take the time. You've already said all that is why it is important, given the statistics. Nobody's saying that it is perfect. Nothing is perfect. Mm-hmm. There will always be some people that will react negatively, and not only with vaccine, with any medication, as you have always told us.
That's true.
So this is nothing new at all. In fact, in ending, I will tell you that I actually took it together with my daughter, and she had a little more reaction than I would have had. So she had a little fever last evening, and that was it. But today she is, you know, while she is basically taking it easy, it doesn't mean that she is sick. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so at the end of the day, my brother, it is important that we take this vaccine for each other's sake. We need to get to herd immunity. That's the bottom line. And herd immunity is not going to be an international thing. It's a local thing. We in Dominica have to get to herd immunity for us to be safe, and that can only happen with the vaccine. Thank you very much, brother.
Thank you very much, caller. Appreciate that. Appreciate the call. I think, you know, today the calls are just coming in. It's such a real hot topic. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Good morning, caller.
Carlton, good morning, my brother.
Oh, I have not heard you in a while. Good morning to you, sir. How are you doing?
Yes, I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Carlton, long before the AstraZeneca vaccine arrived in Dominica, I had already made up my mind that this is the vaccine of choice for me.
Yes, sir.
In fact, I probably would not have taken any other vaccine. And the reason for that is quite simple. That vaccine was made in Britain, where I spent a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The vaccine was born at Oxford University by the scientists there, which is the most prestigious learning institution on planet Earth,
mm-hmm.
full stop. Mm-hmm. The scientists there are of high quality, and the fact that the authorities in Britain approved that vaccine, that was good enough for me. The standards in Britain are very, very high. You know, as you probably know.
Mm-hmm.
So, having been made in Britain at Oxford University by those top class scientists, that is enough to convince me to take it. And I've heard a lot of negative things about vaccines. Well, that's up to you, my brother. So, if you don't want to take it, don't take it. But I can tell you, Carlton, I will be taking it.
Good.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
All the best.
Have a good morning to you.
Same
Have a good morning. Have a good morning. You know, and it's. I can understand people may have varied opinions relating to the COVID-19 vaccine, and I think it's not endemic to Dominica. I think that debate is happening throughout all parts of the world. Even in the great United States and Great Britain and Canada, there are people who do not believe in vaccinations at all and will not take it. And that is their opinion, and we have to respect people's opinion. I have loved ones as well who have said that they will not take it. Even when I convince and say, well, I believe you should, they've said no, they're not taking it. I have to respect that as well. Even this morning, I was speaking to a cousin of mine, and she said, well, her dad, she and her mom, you know, have taken it, but her dad doesn't want to take it, and they will not force him. So I believe in that, you know. It's like leave and let leave, that type of. Let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. I think there is a caller. All right, so let's take a short break, and then we'll be right back. It's 11 o'clock. If you see me walking, Jolly's drama say is number one, Jolly's walking. We cater for everyone, Jolly's walking. Boost up your immune system, Jolly's walking. Yeah. Yo, Dominica, it's your boy Father Fox. Whenever I'm in town and I'm feeling down, I head to Jolly's Pharmacy. They boost me up real quick. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Jolly's Pharmacy presents a new and innovative radio program, Health Vibes.
Health Vibes.
Every Wednesday morning on Q95 FM. Health Vibes, hosted by Carlton Lando and Jacinta Fagan Defoe. Health Vibes. Every Wednesday from 10 to 11:30. It's not just your average talk show. It's appealing and educational with a bit of humor. Real vibes on your health. Now, that's the vibe. Health Vibes on Q95 every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. with Jacinta and Carlton. Tune in.
Tune in.
Tune in.
Oh, and if they say convenience could make a big difference, then you can trust me. I know just where you should be. And that is JP Mega, 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 Mega. Your one-stop shop in Dominica, Nica, 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 Nica. You could be shopping and having fun shopping with your daughter or with your son. Shopping. We cater to everyone. What a happy place.
Happy place.
Oh, JP Mega, 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 Mega. Your one-stop shop in Dominica, Nica, 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 Nica. You could be shopping and having fun.
Shopping.
Bring Papa and Mama along.
Shopping.
We cater to everyone. What a happy place.
Happy place.
A happy place. Purchase 6 or more of any item and you automatically qualify for a discount. Check us out at the Mega Store in Funkole where there's lots of parking. On Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. On Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. JP Mega, the best family shopping experience.
Introducing Jolly's Pharmacy, brand new website.
All right, it's 11:02, 2 minutes past the hour of 11 a.m. here in Dominica, the Eastern Caribbean. You are tuning in to Health Vibes. We're so happy that you are with us this morning. Your very own health talk show brought to you by the brand you trust the most, Jolly's Pharmacy. I'm your host, Carlton, here this morning with you. I know that the lines have been going really, really busy this morning. Many people have been sharing their own opinions regarding the COVID-19 vaccine. Many have called and said yes, they have taken the vaccine so far. Some people have called and said, well, they do not have an interest in the COVID-19 vaccine. But I just want to say, though, in terms of precaution, that for those of you who have received the vaccine, I am sure that in the education that you received at the various health centers on island, you would have been told that having taken the vaccine does not mean that you stop wearing your mask, that you stop having social distance, that you stop washing your hands, that you avoid large crowds. They would have told you that you still have to follow these precautions, these protocols. They are important. Because, as I said, experts still do not know if the vaccines can prevent the virus from spreading. And so they're still taking time in a couple of months to find out conclusively. Yet, even if you have received the COVID-19 vaccine, you still can get COVID-19. What they're saying, it's not going to be as intense as if you hadn't receive the vaccine. And they're saying that the probability of you developing major complications that can cause mortality, can cause you to die, is much lesser. So you have a greater chance of surviving, even if you were to get a complication from the COVID-19, if you were to get COVID-19 after being vaccinated. So I just wanted to mention that. So you still need to take all of the necessary precautions even after you have received the vaccine, particularly if you do have, if you fall in the higher risk categories. So if you, let's say, you are on treatment for cancer, you're hypertensive, you suffer with diabetes, you suffer with atherosclerosis or high cholesterol, let's say you had some major surgery like open heart surgery, you are at higher risk. And so therefore, you still need to take every precaution that is necessary. Let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Good morning, caller.
Hey, yes, Carlton. Good day.
Good morning.
I just listened to you saying that, yes, if you get the vaccine, you can still get COVID, but it wouldn't be so severe and all that. Right. But how about people who did not get, who do not have the vaccine, they got COVID, and they conquered it, and now they are free, and they have no vaccine at all, and they got COVID, and they conquered it, and now they're walking up and down, I mean, they have their mask, but they're going all about, and they're okay, and they never had any vaccine. What I want to hear your views on that.
They would have developed an immunity. I am not very versed in immunology. That is the area of expertise or medicine that would really explain more elaborately what would have happened with them and why they would normally do well. But I know from the little that I know in immunology and studies, when I was studying to be a pharmacist, is that they would have developed an immunity. It's like, let me give you an example. It's like you developing chickenpox. It is said that if you get chickenpox one time, you cannot get it again unless your immune system has collapsed. So let's say you have AIDS, then it can make you get chickenpox again. But if you've not, then if you've had chickenpox once, you develop an immunity and you will never get chickenpox again. But the virus that causes chickenpox lives in your body forever. It does not die. So I'm just using that example to show what may be happening with somebody that would have had the COVID-19 virus and survived and have done well. And you're saying, do they need to take the vaccine, or can they do without the vaccine? Again, that is something I would have to read. I don't know the answer off my head right now. It's something I may have to read up. And if somebody does know, maybe in the medical field does know, maybe they can tell us the answer to that. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
I'll come back again, as some people say. Shaking of that hand, especially in the churches like the Catholic Church, when you go and you have to shake people's hands. And if you doesn't do that, some people look at you like you come from Mars and they come from Jupiter. Well, COVID didn't have to make me stop doing that. I stopped doing that maybe over 15 years ago. Stop shaking people's hands in church, because I observe human behavior. I stopped shaking people's hands. So COVID didn't have to prevent me from doing that one. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Yes, good morning to you, caller.
Good morning. I wanted to ask, if anyone is recovering from flu, at what stage should they take that vaccine?
And that's a good question that you've asked. Normally, you would have to absolutely have no symptoms of the cold, the common cold, or flu. So we normally would recommend at least 3 weeks after the flu would be a good time that you could actually go to have the assessment. An assessment is always done before the vaccine is administered. And that is why the assessment has to be done, where the healthcare provider will ask you specific questions to confirm whether you are suitable at that time to receive the vaccine. That the same thing is done even for babies and toddlers when they are given vaccines. Questions are asked, because if they've been ill, they cannot get the vaccine at that time. So we normally recommend anytime after 3 weeks, then you can go to have the assessment.
And that would be done at the health centers?
At the health centers. It is done at all 7 health districts on island. That's where the vaccine is administered, but at the main health center in each district. So if you are in the Collio, if you're living in Collio, then you are in the St. Joseph Health District, and you will have to get the vaccine at the St. Joseph Health Center, not at the Collio Health Center.
So what about Roseau
Health Center? That is for all the health centers in the Roseau District, and the Roseau District is from the Roseau Valley That is Scott Z. Sufria and all the way up to Warner. All these are in the Roosevelt District, and you would have to go to the Roosevelt Center to get the vaccine.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Good morning to you, caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning to you, caller.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you, miss.
Hi, just calling from the Thursby area.
Yes, ma'am.
From St. Joseph to have a vaccine.
Yes, you must go to St. Joseph.
Yes, I did.
Yes. Thanks for the information.
Yes, it is flowing nicely.
Okay, great. All right. I don't have the exact date. I really wish somebody from maybe the Ministry of Health can give me that information. But I do know that March, there's a date, a cutoff date in March for the first administration. So remember, with this vaccine, it's two administration. So the first one is happening all now. So I think there's a cutoff date in March. I really can't remember off my head. I heard it on the news. And then the second leg of the administration will begin somewhere after that cutoff date. So they're advising people, as many people as possible, if you are interested in getting vaccinated, that you do so from now until that cutoff date. If anybody knows it, they can give me the answer. I just don't have it, the date in March, off my head. Let's take a call. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
To me, I heard it's the 29th.
The 29th of March.
I might be corrected, but
okay.
It's the 29th.
Okay. All right. So if any official from the ministry can give me that information, want to call somebody from Health Promotion Unit, if you're listening, that'll be good. All right, so it's been a very interesting discussion this morning, and I'm really liking that discussion. It means that people are really paying attention to what's happening. We all are concerned. COVID-19 has changed the entire world. Not only Dominica, but the entire world has changed. And nowhere in the world are people doing things as they did, let us say, in early 2020. From December, let's say from March of 2020 rather, everything changed. And so, therefore, it continues. We're still finding we have to form lines to go to some institutions, excuse me, for service. We must wear our mask when we go into public places. We must have our hands sanitized. I guess right now it is so known that once you enter a place, you're looking for the sanitation desk or area, because it's standard that you would have to get sanitized. So we know of that, and we've been doing a good job. I mean Dominica, Saint Kitts, Anguilla. I think those are islands in the Caribbean have gotten the best report cards. They've not reported any deaths associated with COVID-19, and that is really, really remarkable. And we all have to stand in solidarity to the measures and precautions that our government has taken so far to make sure that we are protected. We are all happy that our children are at school. There are many Caribbean countries where they still have lockdowns and children are homeschooled, have to do school online. We're still grateful that our children are at school at this time and are being socialized and educated in a normal setting. So I do have some information here from the Health Promotion Unit. The Ministry of Health, Wellness, and New Health Investment would like to advise the public that in order to accommodate the mass administration of the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID Shield vaccination campaign at the Roosevelt Health Center, effective February 22nd, 2021, to March 29, so the caller was correct, 2021, it will be necessary that all services, except for urgent dental care and pre-travel screening testing, will be redirected as follows. So clients from the Roseau Central catchment area, they're asked to visit the Fokoloi Health Center. Clients from the Newtown catchment area, including Wallhouse and Castle Comfort, will seek to access the Point Michel Health Center. So if you are in the Newtown Roseau South, that is Wallhouse and Castle Comfort, you will have to seek primary health care at the Point Michel Health Center. During this period, only emergency care, wound care, dressings, catheter change, antenatal and child care clinics, and comprehensive clinics will be conducted. Roseau comprehensive clinics will take place on Fridays, and Fokoloi comprehensive clinics will take place on Mondays, both at the Fokoloi Health Center. So again, for those of you who are interested in getting vaccinated, and that is the first portion of the vaccine, because it's two administrations that's going to be done. The cutoff time for such is, for the first administration, is March 29. I do not think it is done on the weekends, so that is Mondays to Fridays and until March 29. From March 29 going back, then you are now, the second administration will begin, and I guess the ministry will give the specific date when they will begin administering the second course of treatment. All right, so it is 11:17. We are going to take another break, and then we will be back for the last portion of today's Health Vibes.
Say by Father Fox, whenever I'm in town and I'm feeling down, I head to Jolly's Pharmacy. They boost me up real quick. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
Jolly's Pharmacy presents a new and innovative radio program, Health Vibes.
Health Vibes.
Every Wednesday morning on Q95 FM. Health Vibes, hosted by Carlton Lando and Jacinta Fagan Defoe. Health Vibes. Every Wednesday from 10 to 11:30. It's not just your average talk show. It's appealing and educational with a bit of humor. Real vibes on your health. Now, that's the vibe. Health Vibes on Q95 every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. with Jacinta and Carlton. Tune in. Tune in. Tune in. Oh, and if they say
convenience. So we're back with you. I know that many of you have had questions and inquiries. Let me just run through something with you quickly, based on some information that I have here. There is this common question that has been asked. How many people have had COVID more than once? And there are about 50 confirmed cases of reinfection globally. That's far less than 1% of the 110 million COVID virus cases reported around the world. And so that is some information that I have there. So The probability of getting reinfected, if somebody had COVID-19 and getting reinfected, it is very, very small. Very, very small. So it's only a small percentage that has been documented. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Are you there? Okay.
Who are you with, Carlton?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I'm hearing you very far.
Oh, I'm very far.
I'm hearing you very far. It's almost like I'm hearing an echo. I'm not hearing clearly.
Let me pop outside first. Are you hearing me any better? Any better?
Let's see. Hold on.
Hi there.
Any better?
Yeah.
Hello.
I'm still not hearing you. I think we may be having a slight problem. Let's. Can you speak now? Hello. Okay. I just was hearing an echo. Like he's talking, but it's echoing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just a little question.
Still. Okay. All right. Yes, sir. Hello. All right. Feel free to call back, sir. I'm sorry that we've been having some difficulty hearing you. You know, your contribution is quite valid to us, so feel free to call if you do have the time to call back. It's 11:21. This morning, we just seem to be having an open line where you can actually call and ask any question, whether it's relating to COVID-19, relating to the vaccination, relating to any other matter relating to health and wellness, feel free to do so. Feel free to do so. Yes, good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Can you give out the number for the Fokole Health Center, please?
Yes, good morning.
Can you give out the number for the Fokole Health still Center?
The number for the Fokole Health Center. I don't have it with me. I think I can get that for you shortly. If you're still on the line, I can get that number for you. I can get that number for you. So for the Fokole Health Center, that number is 611-611-4147. That number again is 611-4147. Okay? All right. Yeah. I don't know, it's just not hearing very well.
Qualify for discounts. Check us out at the mega store in Fonkole where there's lots of parking. On Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. On Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. JP Mega, the best family shopping experience.
Introducing Jolly's Pharmacy. Brand new website, www.jollys.dm. It's your time to jump the line. Shop now at jollys.dm and have your items delivered in the comfort of your office. No more standing in line. No need to use your lunch hour to shop. Hassle-free shopping, safe and secure. Jollys.dm features rush delivery, 1 hour. In-store pickup, 5 p.m. cut off.
It's 11:23, so I have 7 more minutes with you this morning on Health Vibes. It has been a pleasure being here this morning. I must tell you, it's been a very packed show, very conversational and very informative. I am always happy that you can connect with us every Wednesday at this time. It means a lot to us. It means that you really, you know, appreciate the information that we give to you every Wednesday at this time on Health Vibes, your very own talk show brought to you by Jolly's Pharmacy. I must say, though, that, okay, let's take this caller before I make that point. Good morning to you, caller. Yes, good morning. I'm hearing now much clearer. I am doing very well. Yes, ma'am. Okay, let me give that to you. That is 614-4145. Yes.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You.
You're welcome.
And you have a blessed day.
Thank you.
4145.
611-411-4145. Right.
Thank you.
And for the people, you're welcome. And for the people who live in the Newtown area, Newtown, Wallhouse, Castle Comfort, and want to access the Point Michelle Health Center, you are you can call this number 611-4131. That is 611-4161. All right. So, okay. Let's take this caller. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
I'm all right. I just had a question.
Yes.
A person I don't have on my own.
You don't have what?
I do a lot of research on my own.
Yes, of course.
So I take a look at CNN on a regular basis. And the statistic, they tend to show the statistics of the number of persons that are infected worldwide and stuff like that. The persons that actually succumbed to corona.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, why is it that we are not getting information in terms of the number of recoveries? That's the question. Because when I do the calculation, over 75% of all infected persons have recovered from coronavirus. Less than 1% of all infected persons have succumbed to coronavirus. So that is why I can understand people having an issue with the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
We are being cured of the disease or of the virus. And that information is not being put out.
On that, and you're referring specifically to the U.S., not Dominica.
Not Dominica.
Not the U.S., okay.
The U.S.
Especially CNN, you
CNN,
highlighted.
Most mm-hmm. of those stations, most mm-hmm. of the U.S. stations, you don't see anything
In terms of recoveries.
In terms of recoveries.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why you cannot blame persons for mm-hmm. having second thoughts about the whatever vaccine that comes here.
Yes.
Of how the information is disseminated.
Mm-hmm.
And even the World Health Organization, they don't focus on recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't focus in on what that actually making the person recover.
I think if you do go on the Dominica, the one that the Dominica publishes, that we publish, it also has the world statistics on there in terms of confirmed cases, recovered worldwide, and deaths. So you could always go on there too. And see that.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I can.
Yes.
Like I said, I do my research. So
yes.
I get that information. I
yes.
know how to find it.
Mm-hmm.
For the regular person.
I understand what you're saying very clearly. I understand what you're saying. And there may have been, in the U.S., there may be a reason for that. Maybe they, we don't know. I mean, I don't want to go down that road. But, you know, they may have their own reason why they choose to do it that way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
But good observation. Good observation. Yes. All right. It's 11:27. We have three more minutes. Let's see how many calls we can get. Yes, the call is, we have a caller. Yes. Good morning to you, caller. Thanks for calling.
Hi, good morning. Talton.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I just want to ask you a question. In terms, nothing related to the pandemic.
Yes.
What I want to ask is in relation to a tonic that you promoted some time ago. I think it's Floridex, something like that.
Yes, Floridex. Mm-hmm.
I put this one and I'm done with it. So I wanted to ask you, do you have to continue taking that the Floridex? I'm not too sure exactly what it did for me, to be honest.
Okay.
So I just wanted to ask you, do you have to continue it? Is it a dose that was in the bottle?
No. One of the things about nutrition is that we are supposed to get at least 40 key nutrients daily in our meals that we eat. That's why we call it a balanced diet, and most of us don't get that. And that is why supplementary minerals and vitamins are essential so that we do not have deficiencies. Up to yesterday, I was speaking to somebody who had come to see me with a lot of cramps in the leg. And one of the things I said to him, you may be having a magnesium deficiency. And I said, well, let's start with a magnesium preparation, because he had taken pain medicines and the pain was still there. And immediately when I saw him in the week, he said to me that the magnesium made a huge difference. All the cramps and everything. So it meant that he may have had that deficiency. We've seen a lot of people deficient getting tested for vitamins D and getting results with deficiencies of vitamins D. So we recommend that we should be taking supplements at least once a day, some type of supplement, whether it's a tonic, whether it's a multivitamins mineral, to help to compensate for some of the key nutrients we may not get from the foods that we consume on a day-to-day basis. So I would still advise you to take it. You may not have felt as energized, but I can guarantee you that maybe you would have seen a difference in some of your blood chemistry levels, like your hemoglobin count, your iron level count, you know, some of those things, you might have seen a difference, you know. So I would still advise you to take it.
All right, thanks very much, my brother.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Good morning to you, caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller.
Morning, sir.
Good morning to you. How are you doing today?
Yes, cool. All right. I was trying to tell you how that we are getting any information from our French counterpart.
I don't have that information, sir. I don't. Yeah, that's a good observation that you've raised. I don't know if our local government would have that information. When I say local government, I mean more specifically the Ministry of Health. But I don't have it. I guess maybe you would have to go on their own sites to see what their statistics are showing.
Yes, because they might say we're ignoring them, and because there's very much with foreign exchange.
Mm-hmm. I understand. So I'm seeing right now, France has 3.63 million cases right now. 3.63 million cases. I'm not too sure if that includes the French territories of Martinique and Guadeloupe and Marie-Galante. I don't know if it includes that, but France itself is showing that on the site. Okay. All right, so it's 11:32. We have to be wrapping up. I do hope that all of us will continue to adhere to the standards, the protocols, the guidelines that have been placed. It's important. So Guadeloupe is showing there. They currently have 8,225 cases. And they seem to have 2,242 deaths. And Martinique has 6,402 cases and 98 deaths. That's what it's showing there. Yes. All right. So, again, all the statistics are there. You can Google and you could go on to the coronavirus has a global map. And you can see for every country in the world what is that's why it's called an epidemic. So it's every part of the world seem to have the coronavirus at this time. It was my pleasure being here with you for yet another episode of Health Vibes. I do hope that the information was relevant, and I do hope that some way, somehow, we will all continue to do everything in our power to protect ourselves, our families, and our communities. Until next time, I'm your host, Carlton Lando, saying have a good morning. And remember, as always, your health is your greatest resource. Preserve it. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
A new and innovative radio program, Health Vibes.
Health Vibes.
Every Wednesday morning on Q95 FM. Health Vibes. Hosted by Carlton Lando and Jacinta Fagan-Defoe. Health Vibes. Every Wednesday from 10 to 11:30. It's not just your average talk show. It's appealing and educational with a bit of humor. Real vibes on your health. Now, that's the vibe. Health Vibes on Q95. Every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. with Jacinta and Carlton. Tune in.
Oh, and if they say convenience could make a big difference, then you can trust me. I know just where you should be. And that is JP Mega, 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 Mega. Your one-stop shopping.